Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 4, Sanatana Goswami Visits the Lord at Jagannath Puri. Vrindavanat Punapraptam Sri Goro Sri Sanatanam Dehapattam Avansnehat Shudam Chakre Parikshaya. When Sanatana Goswami returned from Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affectionately saved him from his determination to commit suicide. Then, after testing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified his body. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Srila Rupa Goswami returned from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, Sanatana Goswami went from Mathura to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Mahaprabhu will tell Sanatana Goswami, that Rupa Goswami had just left 10 days before Sanatana Goswami arrived. And the Rupa Goswami's visit to Jagannath Puri to see Mahaprabhu was spoken in the first chapter of Antilila. Sanatana Goswami, he walked alone on the path through the Jharkhand forest in central India. Sometimes he fasted, and sometimes he would eat. Because of bad water in the Jharkhand forest, and because of fasting, Sanatana Goswami contracted a disease that made his body itch. Thus, he was afflicted with itching sores from which fluid oozed. In disappointment, Sanatana Goswami considered, I am of low caste and my body is useless for devotional service. And when I go to Jagannath Puri, I shall not be able to see Lord Jagannath, nor shall I be always able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have heard that the residential quarters of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are near the temple of Jagannath, but I shall not have the power to go near the temple. The servants of Lord Jagannath generally move about tending to their duties, but if they touch me, I shall be an offender. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami reaches a conclusion here. Therefore, if I sacrifice this body in a good place, my unhappiness will be mitigated and I shall attain an exalted destination. During the Rath Yatra festival, when Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, I shall give up this body under the wheel of his cart. After seeing Lord Jagannath, I shall give up my body under the wheel of the cart in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this will be the highest benediction of my life. Having made this resolution, Sanatana Goswami went to Nilachala, where he asked directions from people, and he approached the residence of Haridas Thakur. He offered his respects to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, who knew him, and thus who embraced him. And Sanatana Goswami was very eager to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore Haridas Thakur said, "The Lord is coming here very soon." At that very moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after visiting the temple of Jagannath to see the offering of Upala Bhog, the morning refreshments, Mahaprabhu came with his other devotees to see Haridas Thakur. And seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami immediately fell flat like rods to offer obeisances. The Lord then lifted Haridas and he embraced him. Haridas Thakur said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here is Sanatana Goswami offering his obeisances. Seeing Sanatana Goswami, the Lord was greatly surprised. And I remember the devotees used to do that when offering obeisances to Prabhupada. If one devotee was familiar with Prabhupada and another devotee came, and because Prabhupada had so many disciples, and that devotee may not have been sure that he would, that Prabhupada would have recognized, he would say, here, such and such devotee is offering their obeisances to you. So seeing Sanatana Goswami, the Lord was greatly surprised. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came forward to embrace him, immediately Mahaprabhu went to embrace Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami backed away, and he spoke to the Lord as follows. My Lord, please do not touch me. I fall at your feet. I am the lowest of men, having been born in a low caste, and beside that, I have infections on my body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, embraced Sanatana Goswami by force, and thus the moisture oozing from the itching sores touched the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord was with other devotees, and he introduced all the devotees to Sanatana Goswami, who offered his respectful obeisances unto the feet of all of them. Sanatana Goswami, although so exalted, was so humble. The Lord and his devotees then sat on a raised platform, and below them sat Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Sanatana about news of his well-being, and Sanatana replied, everything is auspicious because I have seen your lotus feet. When the Lord asked about all the Vaishnavas at Mathura, Sanatana Goswami informed him of their good health and of their fortune. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sanatana Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami was here for 10 months, and he left for Bengal just 10 days ago. And Mahaprabhu then told him some very sad news. Your brother Anupam is now dead. He was a very good devotee who had firm conviction in Raghunath, in Lord Ramachandra. Sanatana Goswami said, O Lord, I was born in a low family, for my family commits all kinds of irreligious acts that violate the scriptural injunctions, because they were serving Hussein Shah, who was causing so much trouble to all over Gaudadesh. He actually had gone, as we heard previously, to attack Lord Jagannath. My Lord, without hatred for my family, you have accepted me as your servant, and only by your mercy is there good fortune in my family. And from the very beginning of his childhood, my younger brother Anupama, who is also known as Balava, was a great devotee of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and he worshipped him with great determination. He always chanted the holy name of Raghunath and meditated upon him. He continuously heard about the activities of the Lord from the Ramayana, and he chanted about them. Rupa and I, Sanatana said, are his elder brothers. He stayed with us continuously. He heard Srimad Bhagavatam and the talks about Lord Krishna from us, and both of us examined him. Dear Balava, we said, please hear from us. Lord Krishna is supremely attractive. His beauty, sweetness, and pastimes of love are without limit. Engage yourself in devotional service to Krishna with the two of us. We three brothers shall stay together and enjoy discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. In this way, we spoke to him again and again. And because of this persuasion and his respect for us, his mind turned somewhat towards our instructions. And Balava replied, my dear brothers, how can I disobey your orders? Initiate me into the Krishna mantra so that I may perform devotional service to Lord Krishna. After saying this, at night, he began to think. How shall I give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath? He stayed up all night and cried. In the morning he came to us and submitted the following plea. I have sold my head to the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. I cannot take it away. That would be too painful for me. The two of you, please be merciful to me and order me in such a way that life after life I may serve the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath. It is impossible for me to give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath. When I even think of giving them up, my heart breaks. Upon hearing this, we each embraced him, and we encouraged him by saying, "You are a great saintly devotee, for your determination in devotional service is fixed." In this way, we praised him. My dear Lord, this is Sanatan speaking to Mahaprabhu, the family upon which you bestow even a little mercy is always fortunate, for such mercy makes all miseries disappear. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there was a similar incident concerning Murari Gupta. Formerly, I examined him, and his determination also to serve Lord Raghunath Ramachandra was similar. And then Mahaprabhu said, glorious is that devotee who does not give up the shelter of his Lord, and glorious is that Lord who does not abandon his servant. And if by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who captures him and brings him back by the hair. It is very good that you have arrived here, O Sanatan. Now stay in this room with Haridas Thakur. Both of you are expert in understanding the mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. Therefore, you should both continue relishing the taste for such activities and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Having said this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and left, and through Govinda, he sent prasadam for them to eat. In this way, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would see the wheel of the pinnacle on the pinnacle of Lord Jagannath's temple and offer respectful obeisances. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.